is it?
I don't.
I do not reserve a picture. I'm sorry, but if you tell them what to look at,
thank you. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, that's a good idea. To do that. Yes, please do.
And I'll do something that says like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, okay. Okay, good afternoon. We're going to go ahead and get started. And if the person in the back, if you wouldn't mind closing the door, because there's a big sun glare. Thank you. Okay, hello. My name is Tian Parker Dominguez. I am an assistant professor in the School of Social Work at the University of Southern California, and I co-chair the Improving Pregnancy Outcomes Committee of the Maternal and Child Health Section. And I welcome you to our 2:30 session this afternoon on improving pregnancy outcomes by moving beyond biomedical borders, examining stress in pregnancy. We have four really dynamic presentations this afternoon for you. And so before we get started, there are a few sort of housekeeping things. Number one, I have no financial interests or conflicts of interest to disclose. And number two is I wanted to pass around sort of an attendance sheet. We always like to get a sense of who it is that our sessions attract. So I have a sheet where we're going to ask your name, whether or not you're already a member of the maternal and child health section. If you're not, whether or not you'd be interested in learning more about what our section does. If you would be interested in reviewing abstracts for us. Our committee in particular receives a high number of abstracts every year for the annual conference, and so we're always looking for additional help in reviewing. So if you're at all interested in doing that, please indicate that interest. Whether or not you'd be interested in learning more about our particular committee, Improving Pregnancy Outcomes, and then a way to contact you with an email address if you'd like to put that down. So I'll start that around. And we are always welcoming of those who are interested in learning more and getting involved. So please don't hesitate if you have a question later or something like that, you know, to come up to me and ask me. I'm happy to share information. Okay, so we're going to get started with our first presentation. Our first speaker is Miguel Cordero. He is a psychologist working in the Ministry of Health in Chile. He works in the national program to improve early childhood development called Crece Contigo. He has previously worked as a clinical psychologist in maternity services in Southeast Santiago with very high-risk pregnant women. So please welcome Miguel.
Thank you. At the beginning of my presentation, I need to advertise that I need to read my presentation. And I would like to confirm we have not financial interest conflicts. Chile is a South American country where approximately 16 million people live. Some demographic and economic data presented in this slide. In 2007, Chile's income per capita was roughly $14,000, the largest of Latin American region. Nevertheless, Chile presents significant inequalities in the distribution of the income, with a Gini coefficient of 0.57. In 2006, the Human Development Index ranked Chile in the 37th position with a life expectancy of approximately 77 and a high percent of literacy. Infant mortality is 8.3 per 100,000, one of those lowest in the region. In spite of these promising indicators, there are still marked inequalities between socioeconomic strata. This infant mortality among the group of mothers with less than 6 years of education is seven times higher than women's among the mothers with 13 or more years of education. Prenatal data are presented in this slide, and we compared some data of Chile with the U.S. data. We present this table because many of the studies that connect prenatal outcomes, socioeconomic conditions, and psychosocial factors come from the U.S. With the Chilean reality in mind, we found the identification of the etiologic factors in poor prenatal outcomes a problem worth to consider. On the next slides, we show the current knowledge about the preterm birth. Preterm delivery is a pathological condition where the labor mechanisms are activated before 37 weeks of gestation. Preterm delivery results from a series of disorders implicating maternal and fetal disease, some of which are explained and interrelated, and others of which are an unknown cause. All of them are caused by premature ruptures of membranes related to a medical condition like multiple pregnancy, infection, inflammation, and other conditions. The other half are considered spontaneous preterm activation of labor mechanisms. That's the focus of this work. Several cohort studies show that psychological stress put pregnant women in an elevated risk of having poor perinatal outcomes, some of which are summarized in this slide. For instance, Heidegger et al. In 1999, the studies over 5,000 subjects conclude that women who had one or more highly stressful life events during pregnancy have a high risk of preterm delivery 1.76 times rather than those without stress events. A comprehensive multi-level approach that considers the potential importance influences of environmental context in reproductive health outcomes has proposed to advance in the understanding of this phenomenon. Sociocultural factors as well as life events may have impact on the level of perceived stress and the risk of developing common mental disorders. This, in turn, may trigger common biological pathways involved in the activation of the mechanism of delivery. For example, stress for environmental conditions like violent crime riding, physical decay in neighborhoods determine a higher likelihood of experiencing pregnancy complications and adverse birth outcomes. Even after adjusting other significant variables like poverty, antecedents of preterm delivery, etc. The fetal placenta maternal unit can be affected by the former, which may account for a significant part of the adverse perinatal outcome. We explore whether depressive symptoms and stressful life events factors affect the likelihood of spontaneous preterm delivery among females who receive care in two clinics at pre-primary care of the public health system in Chile. CEVIP is a facility that belongs to the Southeast Health District in Santiago. Patients who attend to primary care clinics in public health system area referred to this center for research and clinical purposes. Our public health system serves to 84% of Chilean population. Patients receive care in primary care clinics in the public health system who meet the entry criteria and are willing to participate in this study where we shuttle to continue the prenatal care at the prenatal clinic of Sotero del Rio Hospital and invited to participate in this study by a research midwife. Patients were fully informed about the proposals and characteristics of the research and rights as research subjects. 1,334 pregnant women were recruited. 1,145 completed the study. In this slide, we show the criteria to eligibility. Among this, a minimum level of 6 years of education was required to participate. Exclusion criteria, including pathological pregnant conditions and psychiatric illness at the time of recruitment, and are presented in this slide. The following questionnaires were administered to participants around 19 weeks of gestation. We use CISD to assess depressive symptoms, the stressful life event list asked for exposure to stressful life events in the last 6 months. Pregnancy-related interview was used in order to consider the experiences related with the pregnancy. Both questionnaires are based on pregnancy risk assessment monitoring system from CDC of US. The socioeconomic index status was based on education of the household, profession of the health household, and specific occupation of this. Some demographic data of our sample are presented here and compared with the national data. The socioeconomic indicators of our sample are softly worse than national data. We have an incidence of preterm birth of 8.9%, including 5% of spontaneous preterm birth. And in these indicators, as well, the characteristic of our sample are worse than the national data. The main components of the stress events questionnaires were identified by factorial analysis. In this slide, we show the number of stress events of each type of the population present. For example, 43% of the sample present the non-stress events associated with the partnership, while 27% present had one, and 60% had two, and 3.3% of this. 27.2% of the sample had over 26 points at CISD, a score validated to detect pregnant women with high probability of clinical depression. In this graph, we present the relationship between preterm labor, spontaneous preterm labor, and number of stressors, and we don't found any statistical differences related to the type of the stressor, but you can see the relationship especially in the partnered problems and loss and illness problems. Even though there are no statistical significant differences, the stressor related to relationship with the partner and due to loss or illness of a relative should be further explored. In this graph, we represent the relationship between preterm labor and spontaneous preterm labor and number of stressors that all participants declared being exposed to. The blue bar represents the differences in the proportion of females having a spontaneous preterm delivery if they declare being exposed to three or more life events, and the red bar when reporting four or more life events. In both cases, spontaneous preterm delivery were overrepresented in among females who reported three or more events or four or more events. In this table, the main results are summarized. That suggests that being exposed to a stressor, three or more events, predict a spontaneous preterm delivery even when controlling by previous antecedents of preterm labor and or socioeconomic status. Depressive symptoms did not appear to predict preterm labor. The exposure to stressors life events predicts a spontaneous preterm delivery even when controlling for previous preterm birth and other commonly found determinants. Depressive symptoms did not predict its spontaneous preterm delivery. In our sample, the mean of CISD was higher than the other found in other studies, which may obscure a relationship between depressive symptoms and preterm birth. The results are consistent with other studies in Chilean women. There is a threshold of three stressors associated with preterm spontaneous birth. We don't identify which type of stressor were most significant to spontaneous preterm birth. Deeper understanding of the relationship between common mental disorders and chronic exposure to stressful life events in early pregnancy and perinatal outcomes would allow more effective public health prevention efforts in order to reduce preterm delivery. Significant risk factor can be detected early and using early in pregnancy and using a brief and simple questionnaire, therefore allowing to target cause more effective interventions. We must acknowledge limitations to our work, such as loss of some participants, the focus on only two premier Medicare clinics, and the use of self-report measures. We are grateful for every woman who allowed us get in her lives and all people who was involved in this study. Thank you.
If you'd like to jot down your questions as we're going along, we have allotted time at the end, about a 15 to 20 minute block of time for questions. So we wanted to make sure that each presenter had a chance to get through their presentation. So we'll hold all the questions to the end. Thank you.